This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says he will not vote for a bill passed in the House to fund the government through September. Hickenlooper says the bill wipes out congressional oversight and lets the White House redirect funding.
Now, I'm not going to give President Trump more authority to undermine powers that rightly belong to Congress and to the people of Colorado.
The House bill was put together without any Democratic input. Hickenlooper says he does support a proposed 30-day measure to help create a bipartisan bill. The government is facing a shutdown Saturday. Colorado Congressman Jeff Hurd says he's worried about fire on public lands as workers who support firefighters have lost their jobs in federal layoffs. Hurd represents Colorado's 3rd congressional district, which has seen some of the state's largest wildfires.
I am concerned about what the summer is looking like. And I'm working hard, particularly behind the scenes, to make sure that we have the personnel in place to help address this risk.
Hurd says he signed on to a bill to ensure that laid-off probationary workers could reclaim their seniority if rehired by the federal government. The U.S. Forest Service is currently hiring for firefighting and support positions in Colorado and nearby states. Online applications have to be in today. Copper Mountain Resort wants to build the highest ski lift in North America. CPR's Dina Sieg reports the ski area is also looking to expand its terrain by 500 acres.
Copper has submitted a 122-page master plan that includes trail work, an expansion of summer activities, and other capital projects. The expanded terrain would sit on the east face of Jacques Peak, past Union Peak, and would be served by 2 new lifts reaching more than 13,000 feet in elevation. That's several hundred feet higher than North America's current highest lift at Breckenridge. Because the terrain is on public land, Copper must get permission from the U.S. Forest Service for these improvements. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The prospects for a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine is next on Morning Edition. This is CPR News.